Next up this morning, I've got to have my glasses on to be able to. Next up this morning, we have Brooke Benson. Brooke is the founder of Plan for Divorce LLC. She founded it to change the conversation about divorce in the United States. And her work as a certified divorce lending professional with Michigan Mutual Mortgage, she noticed a disconnect between divorcing homeowners and the resources available to them. To fill that gap, she built a radio show podcast around the divorce planning guide she wrote earlier this year. She offers CLE on topics including calculating home equity, the use of OLTI lines for equity buyouts, and real estate wording in divorce decrees. Brooke is going to be talking to us about divorce and about divorce, dealing with loans in the context of divorces, death, and other family disruptions. Brooke? This is the one that's not working. Yeah. Oh, was there two? I'm sorry. I didn't realize we had two people. Oh. Okay. I'll let you do that. Would you guys like the clicker for the?
Yes, thank you. Can we move the laptop so we can also see it?
Absolutely.
Oh, perfect.
Is that okay?
That's better for me. I can see further away. Thank y'all for staying for this. My name is Brooke Benson. I'm a certified divorce lending professional. It's an additional canon of education that goes along with mortgage lending, dealing specifically with divorcing couples and the real estate owned by the estate. Daryl Weinman is a family lawyer here in private practice in Austin. She has more than 29 years of experience trying family cases in Travis County. She was in Williamson County yesterday. I'm very grateful that she agreed to co-present with me today. So yesterday we heard quite a bit about commercial real estate. There was some property tax and some other considerations for residential real estate. And today we're talking specifically about residential mortgages in the context of divorce, death, and other family disruptions. Very light content for you today. Do you
great?
Okay. Yep.
We're going to focus mostly on divorce. That is what I do. I'm board certified in family law for 23 years. We are going to touch on what happens in death and other family disruptions, but the main focus will be on divorce cases. Questions that that need to be asked during the divorce process. So the house is very emotional in divorce cases. Very often, it's the largest asset, but there's a lot of emotion tied to it. Somebody who maybe will never be able to afford a house of this size, of this value, I hate to be gender biased, but often the woman is the one who picked out the house, picked out the neighborhood. She's very tied to it and wants to keep the house. And sometimes she can afford it, and sometimes she can't. And sometimes it's the other way around, too. So, first of all, does the house need to be sold? Can a spouse afford to keep it? And if they can afford to keep it, can they afford to buy the other one out? It doesn't have to be with cash, and it doesn't have to be with equity from the house. When we look at the entire spreadsheet of the entire community estate, how many other assets do they have? So can we move some other asset to the other person's column and say, look, you'll keep, you know, more of the retirement or the investment account in order for one to keep the house? So it's kind of twofold. It's can they buy them out, but also looking at their budget, can they afford to keep it? Because most people seem to live to the max of their income. So when you look at their budget, how much do they have with their two incomes and how much are they spending? And now they're going to be splitting into two households. Can one of them really afford to keep it? So that's something that as attorneys, we work with the client to say, you know, is this realistic or are you going to be you know, house poor? Are you going to be putting so much into this house that you can't afford to live?